As an exercise professional, as somebody who's excited about helping people to be healthy, fit and strong, and your passion exudes out of you, how many times during a day, week, month, does somebody ask you a question about how to lose weight, how to get healthy, how to eat, how to exercise, how to look good? How many times? And what answer do we give them? And is there a right answer? And even if we think we've got the right answer, is it possible that we need to know more about the person that's asking us the question before we give them an answer? If we are delivering information, whether that's talking information, we're doing a video, we're doing an audio, or we're writing an article, we're writing a blog, we're putting something onto email, we're texting something, how do we communicate effectively so that people are inspired to be healthy, fit and strong, and or inspired to exercise with us? And there's some really big questions, particularly if you want to have a successful, profitable business as an exercise professional. And how do we stand out from the crowd? Because there's a lot of people who are online delivering information about health and fitness, and lots of people ask them questions and they give them answers. What if those answers are different to ours? And I always have a bit of a giggle, even if people think you're the expert, think I'm the expert. What happens if a better expert comes along? Even if you've got the rippedest, tightest, strongest abdominals, what if somebody comes along who's got more ripped, tighter, strong abdominals than you? Will people swap to the next guru? If you look gorgeous in a bikini, what happens if somebody comes along who looks even more gorgeous in a bikini? Will people swap, follow them, listen to what they've got to say? So when we're delivering information in any format, what's the best way to deliver it? And it's been suggested by the experts in the world, the people who study behavior, study sales behaviors. So why do people buy stuff? Why do people listen? Why do people follow on social media? That's been studied very carefully. And it has been suggested that if we deliver information in the form of a statement, first question, is it possible that people would argue with that statement? Regardless of what the information is, whether it's about health, fitness, exercise, food, could be about parenting, financial planning, traveling, what movie to watch, whatever information we deliver, particularly if it's on social media, is it possible that people will argue with that? And the answer seems to be yes. Doesn't matter. Even if it's a fact, even if you suggest that gravity is a fact or that the world is round is a fact, there will be people who would like to argue that with you. So here's a great question. How much time do you want to waste arguing with people versus how much time do you want to invest helping people to be healthy, fit and strong? So the suggestion is that rather than make statements which people can argue with, why don't we deliver information in the form of a question? Is it possible that if we ask people a question, rather than arguing with us, they would have to now answer the question? And the beautiful thing is that most statements can be turned into a question. Isn't that exciting? And I'll put it into an interesting, if you think about what happens when you deliver information written. So if I'm talking to somebody and I say something stupid, so I make a statement that they find offensive or rude, or they disagree with me, or they'd like to argue with me, can I see that on their face? Does their body language tell me that something I said didn't go down very well? If I'm delivering information on social media, whether it's an audio or a video, a written article, a blog, I'm texting or emailing, the person is not there. Would that be fair? So if I say something that annoys somebody, hurts their feelings, is offensive to them, I actually can't see their face. So I don't know that it's offensive, which is usually why we then get a barrage, there's a good word, of replies if people disagree with us because they've been offended. And the challenge, of course, with words is that they can't see our face either. They can't see the way we're delivering information and what tone of voice we're using or what our body language is. They've just got the words as well. So is it possible that that's where a lot of arguments happen on social media? Because we deliver information, people disagree, and an argument begins. And usually it's an argument of words. And there's a lot of statements going backwards and forwards, and it seems that those statements get more heated as the argument continues. Have you noticed? So if you don't want to waste your time doing that with people who just want to disagree with you, and you really do want to invest time with people and be able to help them, them, and I'll rephrase that. Did you become an exercise professional? Did you become a coach? Did you become a person who wants to deliver information about health and fitness because you're passionate about it and because you actually want to help people? So how do we help people? So the first question is, would it be better if people are thinking for themselves and making up their own mind, coming up with their own decisions rather than being told what to do? And I ask that question because once again, if regardless of your qualifications, your experience, how good you look, is it possible that somebody else will come along who looks better than you, has more experience than you, or has a bigger long list of education achievements than you have? And is it possible then that people will swap? Versus if people can learn to think for themselves, if we have the ability to get people to self-educate. So if we ask the right questions to get people to think about the right answers, and then they make the decision for themselves how to be healthy, fit and strong, is it possible that it would be more likely that they would stick to that eating or exercise plan? They would believe that information more than if somebody tells them what to do. So that's the first thing to consider. The second thing is, if I make a statement, as I shared before, is it possible that people will argue with me? Versus if I ask a question, is it possible then that I don't have to defend what I said because I just asked a question? Would that be fair? Haha. And then the person who reads the question can come up with their own answer. So how do I turn a statement into a question? And there's a couple of really awesome suggestions by the top communicators in the world. Number one is that you pre-frame the statement simply by saying, is it possible? What if? Could we consider? So I'm not making a statement. I'm suggesting that there's a different alternative to whatever might be the normal understanding of a particular topic. So if you've got something controversial you want to share, or you've got something that's out there in the world that people will argue with or will want to contradict you, rather than making the statement, what if you pre-frame that statement with, is it possible, or what if, or would you consider? So some examples. You could say to somebody, you should eat red meat. It's the highest form of protein, or a complete protein, and it's the highest form of ham iron. And iron carries oxygen to your working muscles, so you should eat red meat. And that's probably a fact. In some people's heads, they would agree with you. Is it possible there are people that would robustly disagree with you and suggest that you don't have to eat red meat and you shouldn't eat red meat and you should never eat red meat and it might be for religious or ethical reasons? So what if instead of saying you should eat red meat because it's the highest form of ham iron, it's a complete protein, you just replace that with, is it possible that red meat could have the highest form of ham iron, and is it possible that it is a complete protein? Question. Now, the people that agree with that will be happy to agree with it. And you can't disagree with it because I haven't said it is. I've just said, is it possible? Same question. What if red meat had the highest form of ham iron? And what if red meat was a complete protein? Could it be an option for people who are not vegan vegetarians to get their protein and their ham iron that way? Question. Whew, so much easier to live a life of fun and excitement and interest in learning when you deliver information in that way. The reason being, is it possible that you'll have less arguments? And as an exercise professional who has spent most of my life making statements, telling people what to do, is it possible that that doesn't work? And I have certainly wasted a lot of time in arguments trying to defend my opinion or defend what I believe. And there's another or a better question there. Everybody has the right to an opinion, yeah? Everybody has the right to believe whatever they want to believe. And why would I want to change somebody's mind? If I do want to deliver information, rather than telling people what to do or telling people that this is the truth, what if we just put it out there in a simple format of, is it possible, what if, or would you consider? So I'm going to use the same example again. Would you consider that red meat has the highest form of ham iron, or is the highest form of ham iron? And would you consider that red meat is a complete protein? Would you consider that? Now the person has to answer the question. And it's something to be considered rather than me telling people what to do. So I'm asking very personally, and I always ask this from my heart to yours. If you want to deliver information and you really want to help people, would it be more effective if people could come up with the right answer for themselves and then make changes to suit their lifestyle rather than me telling them what to do? Is it possible that if people feel respected, and I'll rephrase that, if I ask for somebody's opinion, if I ask for their advice, their insight, their wisdom, I ask for what they think or what they believe, is that more respectful than telling them what to think or how to do stuff or what they should do? So if somebody comes to you, and I always use this one as an example, if somebody comes to you and says, how do I lose weight? And if you are an exercise professional like me, it seems like a simple answer to a simple question. However, if I start making statements, you should do this, you should do that, you shouldn't do this, and you shouldn't do that, is it possible that the person that asked me the question may either disagree with what I say, they already have an opinion of their own, or even more interestingly, they weren't actually asking for my opinion, they just wanted to have a chat. And there's a very special communication technique that it's been suggested that we use in conversation if somebody asks us a question, to ask that, why did you ask me that question? So that you don't get stuck in a conversation with somebody that's not really interested in the answer. If it is a conversation, the person really does want to pick your brain, know what you know, and they're really interested in what your opinion is, and are they really, but I'll just leave it out there. If they really do want to hear your opinion, is it possible that if you make, rather than making statements, you ask questions, that you would have a much more fun conversation than getting into an argument? So could we, I'll just go one step further. If you're delivering information via words, so you can't see the person's face, as I shared before, you can't see their body language, you can't hear their voice intonation. Now you could possibly have somebody that you've really annoyed or made angry, or they really disagree with you because you made a statement. But if your written word is put into the format again of, is it possible? What if? Had you considered that this could be possible, that when people read that, it would be less offensive. In fact, it couldn't offend them because it was just a question. And that way they get the opportunity to think for themselves, which may mean they have more likelihood of reading on. They might read more of the information that you've got to share rather than automatically disagreeing with you because the information goes against what they already believe. And again, I'm asking these questions because we live in a world right now where the human race is literally fatter, sicker, weaker, and more depressed than it's ever been. Diseases are at epidemic proportion, meaning they're out of control. In fact, we could call most of the killer diseases pandemics. They're in every country and they're out of control. Coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, cancer, stroke, Alzheimer's, dementia, depression, obesity, and in some countries in the Western world, we now have at least half of the population where they don't just have one of those, they have all of them. So they have coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, they are depressed, and they are obese. The big killer diseases. And I'm sharing this in the most positive format possible because as an exercise professional, do we have the answer? Do we have the cure, the prevention to all of those major killer diseases, those pandemics that are out of control? And if, like me, you believe that we do have the answer, what we've been doing, is it possible that it hasn't worked? I've been, and I share this all the time, I've been an exercise professional for all of my life, for over, well, nearly 40 years now. And I'm just so saddened every day that our kids are growing up in a world where it's become very normal to be sick, diseased, depressed, overweight. I don't want that for our kids. How about you? So I have to ask myself that very personal question, Roey, what do you need to do differently? What do you need to change? How do you need to communicate more effectively so that you can make a change in the world? And as the experts always share, if you keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, perhaps a little bus will come and take you away, because that's called insanity. And I have lived my life in a position of insanity for quite a while, where I kept doing the same thing over and over and hoping that people would get it, telling people what to do, telling them how to do it, when they should do it. And is it possible that everything that I had to say didn't work, or most of what I had to say didn't work? So if we ask a question and people start thinking differently, if we ask the right questions and people start coming up with the right answers because of the great question that we asked, is it possible that we actually might make some changes? And then this thing in our exercise profession about arguing about exercise and food, why do we do that? What difference does it make? And I'll use an example. If somebody says sit-ups are a great exercise and I do them because I want to burn fat off my abdominals, and I always, that's awesome, congratulations, that's obviously working for you, and I'm excited that that's the exercise that you love to do. Why would I disagree with them if they're absolutely passionate about that particular exercise? And I could come up with all the reasons why that exercise is a waste of time, why it could hurt your back, why it doesn't burn fat, and why it doesn't make your abdominals stronger. But then I would probably have two idiots arguing. Yes, you've heard that? Argue with an idiot and you have two idiots arguing. And I share that because if somebody is absolutely passionate about their conviction, I would be the idiot trying to change their mind. That's what they believe in. I'll reverse that. If you're really passionate about something, you believe in something, you've got a conviction about something, and I'll use the ultimate one, which is religion. If somebody comes along and says, you shouldn't believe that, you're wrong, and you should believe my way, wouldn't you consider that person to be a little bit of an idiot for trying to convince you differently? This is your conviction. This is how you live your life. So the reverse of that then, if somebody says, what is the best way for me to burn fat off my abdominals? And they say to me, oh, and my last trainer said that I should do sit-ups because they're good for me. What do you think? Well, there's a whole conversation argument to get into. What if it's as simple as this? What if we found you the best exercise program possible in the shortest period of time, in the safest way possible, to make sure that your whole entire body was healthy, fit, and strong for the rest of your life? How does that sound? What if we were really passionate about exercise, safe, effective, short exercise, and we could inspire everybody to do it? And rather than argue about whether or not we should do a certain exercise, or whether or not we should eat once a day or five times a day, or whether or not we should do one set or three sets, what if we were just absolutely rock solid, confident in our anatomy and physiology knowledge, so that when somebody asks us a question, we don't have to deliver information, we could just very simply ask questions to get people to come up with the answer that would be best for them. So if somebody says to me, Rowie, sit-ups are the best exercise to do, I say, do you love them? Yes. What are you aiming to get out of the exercise? I want to burn fat off my abs. How does that work? And explain it to me. Why does doing sit-ups burn fat off your abs? So that I'm not defending what I believe. I'm asking the other person to be just as excited as me about their particular exercise. And if I ask somebody, so how do sit-ups burn fat off your abdominals, and how do sit-ups make your abdominals stronger, and that burning sensation that you get when you do sit-ups, is that exploding fat cells? Could it be something else? Rather than telling people what to do and arguing with people and getting into a waste of time conversation, let's find out what people really want. And if somebody says to me, yes, I really want to have a healthy, fit, strong body in the safest way possible in the shortest period of time, and I want to stay that way for the rest of my life, now we've got a great conversation about that person and their goals and what they want to do. And would it be important that before I deliver any kind of information, that I would ask a whole stack of questions to make sure that I know everything about that person possible, what they like to eat, what they don't like to eat, the exercises they love, the exercises they don't love, their experiences with exercise and food before, the experiences that made them feel great, the experiences that they didn't enjoy. And even if I do deliver information, which there is an argument to say, why would I? Because if I say to somebody, if you were your own high performance eating and exercise coach, what advice would you give yourself? Most people are pretty smart, and they'll say exactly what they need to do, and then we can just be there to motivate, inspire, and excite them to do it. If they say something that you don't agree with, or you think that could hurt them or injure them, or it's not an effective way to exercise or eat as you would suggest, what about this great question? If there was a safer, quicker, better way to get the same result, is that something you'd like to chat about? Could that be an awesome question to pre-frame before we deliver information? Because interestingly, is it possible that some people would say, no, I want to do this exercise, it's great and I don't care what you think, versus, wow, is there a safer, quicker, more effective way for me to get the same result than if I do this eating plan or this exercise? And you could say, yeah, well, let's chat about it, and take them through a series of questions to get them to the point where they are now really interested in actually understanding how the human body works, how anatomy and physiology works, how the endocrine and central nervous system works to help us burn fat, get fit, be strong. And they too could be as excited about the human body as you are, because you understand anatomy and physiology and how the human body works, and you have a very special way of being able to ask the right questions to excite people to come up with their own right answer. So I challenge you, I'm excited for you, and I ask the question, do you want to inspire people to be healthy, fit and strong? Do you want to inspire people to be healthy, fit and strong in the safest, most effective, shortest way possible? And if yes, could it be a really good idea for us as exercise professionals to do less preaching and teaching and telling and do more asking and being genuinely interested in the people that are in front of us? Is it possible that if we can get people fit and we can get people strong and we treat everybody like a unique individual, that we may actually get some success helping people to be healthy, fit and strong? That could be a great question.